Hello, and welcome to the U.S. Geological Survey Corecast. I'm Leslie Gordon, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Jake Lowenstern, the scientist in charge of the USGS Yellowstone Volcano Observatory. Hello, Jake. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks.
Well, I understand that we've seen a lot of activity in the Yellowstone area, earthquakes and such. Can you explain to our listeners what you've been observing and what's going on?
Starting on the evening of December 26th, there was an earthquake swarm that involved over 500 earthquakes over the following week or so. And a swarm is when you have, instead of a big earthquake followed by lots of smaller aftershocks, as we call them, that are much smaller, swarm is a packet of earthquakes that is close in time and space in one particular area, one particular time, and there isn't any large earthquake relative to any of the others.
So have you seen anything else in addition to this large swarm of earthquakes?
So far, it's just been seismic activity. There hasn't been any other changes in the surface, the thermal features at Yellowstone. There hasn't been any obvious ground deformation that anybody has seen up to this point. But some of the earthquakes were up to magnitude 3.9, I think, was the largest, and probably 10 or so were felt by the people living in the Fishing Bridge area at the north end of Yellowstone Lake.
Is this anything that we should be concerned about, or what do these swarms of earthquakes mean?
Well, swarms at Yellowstone are a very common mode of earthquake occurrence. Every year we have a number of swarms. Usually they're smaller than this one. This was a very energetic swarm, and probably the most energetic swarm since 1985. So it's not unprecedented. On the other hand, it's an energetic swarm. People were feeling it, and it's an area where there are thermal features, and so anytime there's earthquakes near thermal features, we worry about the possibility of explosions of the groundwater system.
And is there a large probability of explosions or other activity? Is this something that we should be worried about?
Well, it's always something that can happen. Anytime you live in an area where there are earthquakes, where there's volcanic activity, or where there's these hydrothermal features, there are geological hazards associated with them. And so that's why we're there, is to monitor the system, to see what's happening, and to let the public know if there's any danger for any of the people who are in that area.
So you and your colleagues at the University of Utah and the Yellowstone National Park are continually monitoring the situation, and you would let the public know should anything arise that's unusual?
Sure. That's the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory is set up as a partnership to provide warnings. That's what we're there for. And so we get the information, we share it with the park and with the public as we learn it. And in this case, people found out about the earthquake swarm. People were able to see the events as they were happening on the internet. And there was, in this case, no need to get people out of the way because we didn't think that the earthquakes were going to cause any harm.
Okay. Is the earthquake activity continuing like we saw it a week ago, or what's happening today?
No, most of the activity curtailed in the first couple days of this year. And so right now there's very, very little earthquakes happening at Yellowstone.
Well, let me hear a little bit of background about Yellowstone. I think most people know that Yellowstone is an ancient volcano. Can you tell us a little background about that?
Yellowstone has been a very, very active volcano over the last couple million years. Some of the very largest eruptions that we know about on Earth have come out of the Yellowstone Volcanic Center. The most recent of these really large events was about 640,000 years ago. It formed the Yellowstone Caldera, and it sent ash over much of the United States. These kinds of eruptions are sort of global events. There have been a number of volcanic eruptions since then are much smaller in scope and have fairly large lava flows, but not the sort of event that would shake the nation or would have any kind of global effect. And so the last of those volcanic eruptions was about 70,000 years ago. Since that time, we've had many large earthquakes. We've had steam explosions, some of which have caused craters that are a couple miles across, even in some cases, generally much smaller than that. So these are all the sorts of things that can happen, and they're the kinds of things that we keep an eye on.
So a lot of the things that Yellowstone is famous for, all the hot springs and boiling mud pots and the geysers, these are indications of the remnants or the fact that it's still very hot underground.
The Yellowstone hotspot is what it's called, and that is an area of melting in the Earth's mantle. And that melting creates a basaltic magma that rises into the crust. That melts part of the crust, and we have a magma chamber. There's actually liquid rock and crystals that are sitting maybe 4 or 5 miles beneath the surface. That releases a lot of heat. That heat rises. It boils the groundwater system in some cases and creates all these fabulous thermal features that we see at the surface of Yellowstone.
So if I want to know more information and I want to keep up to date and see about these earthquake swarms, how can I find out more information and watch what's happening at Yellowstone?
Well, there's a number of places. One is the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory website, but also we are using the data provided by our partners at the University of Utah. They have a website that shows all of the seismic data, and then the USGS Earthquake Hazards Program also mirrors the earthquake data from the University of Utah. So all of these locations will provide you with up-to-date information on earthquakes at Yellowstone.
Can you tell us what the URL is for the Yellowstone Observatory?
Yeah, it's volcanoes.usgs.gov/YVO.
So, Jake, what are some of the challenges that you face while monitoring hazards at Yellowstone?
One of the amazing things that we see during these kinds of events is how many people are out there looking at the data and trying to interpret it on their own. Sometimes they do a great job of it. Sometimes they confuse other kinds of signals like wind and snowmobiles and other features that might look like earthquakes, but indeed might not be earthquakes. So it's a challenge for us not only to keep up with the science, but to keep up with the sort of furor out there of people who are trying to do their own interpretations on the side, and to keep everybody happy and everybody thinking about the real end game of making sure that people are safe.
Thank you. Jake Lowenstern, thank you very much for chatting with us today. Thank you, our listeners, for tuning in to the CoreCast. For links and other resources about current activity in Yellowstone, please go online to www.usgs.gov/podcasts or volcanoes.usgs.gov/YVO. CoreCast is a production of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of Interior. Until next time, I'm Leslie Gordon, and thanks for tuning in.